RSM 927 Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and Glenn McFarlane.
24 to 8 on this Monday morning. We're with you right through until 8.30, and then Matty Stewart will be in for Racing Pulse. Time now to talk a bit of footy. We spoke about the unfortunate side of pre-season, but the good side of pre-season is visible to all, especially amongst the Brisbane Lions. And Harris Andrews joins us on the line on this Monday morning. Harris, good morning. Welcome to RSN 927.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Glenn. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, thanks for jumping on. First of all, a pre-season camp in Tassie. Now, is Chris Fagan just taking you down there to visit a few of the family? What are you doing down in Tassie?
We've come down the last couple of years. It's been fantastic. And, I guess we found a really good opportunity to come down here and avoid the heat of up in Brisbane and get a good training load in. So, yeah, it's a great place to come. We've been in Launceston for the last 2 years and decided to venture down to Hobart this year. So it's been really good.
Lovely. A bit more scenery down there in Hobart. Absolutely. As well, by the water there. It's a beautiful place to be. What do you get up to on the camp down in Hobart, Harris?
I guess it's probably from more of a training perspective. We're able to, I guess, get a lot of training in and certainly spend a lot of time together. We're boarding at the University of Tas on the hill in Hobart, and the boys are sharing the dorms and that, so we get a lot of time to spend together and build those relationships, which ultimately will help us as a football club moving forward.
And Harris, so obviously yesterday you played three 15-minute periods of sort of match practice. How did Lachie Neal fit into that sort of midfield bracket? An impressive kid. I don't wonder whether you played an impressive kid yesterday called Luke Hodge, who's done a couple of pre-seasons in the past. Did he have a run around yesterday as well?
Yeah, they sure did. Lachie did really well on the inside of the contest. His midfield ball, particularly around stopping his first pass, and something that I guess I'm really excited to see develop over the next few years, along with guys like Hugh McCluggage and Jared Berry. They're obviously complementing each other. And, Hodgie was out there for a good few interviews today, directing traffic and doing what he does best, which was fantastic.
In terms of lining up over the pre-season against opponents, obviously internally, do you get to play on Eric Hipwood a fair bit?
We haven't yet. As far, we've sort of we've tried to put a bit of an AFL team versus our reserves team to, try and build synergy within the team. But there's certainly lots of opportunities over the pre-season to, play on guys like Eric Hipwood and Daniel McStay and Oscar McInerney. I'm sure we've got a fair bit of match practice coming up over the next sort of month or so. And I'm sure we'll set that up, which will be good fun.
How competitive does it get when you're in those match practice situations internally and also between the forwards and the backs? And also I want to ask, is there anyone who is a bit of your bunny? Have you got anyone's measure in that forward line of Brisbane?
It certainly does get fairly competitive. I know from previous games and that, like playing on guys like Hippie and Macca, probably a little bit too competitive, but that never hurt anybody, and it's all in good spirit. We're all trying to improve each other. And in regards to having a bunny, not really, unfortunately. It's good work working on those guys because they all have different strengths, and you're always learning, so it's good fun.
Harris, you had a great year last year, and it was a relatively settled back six for Brisbane, which was a real success story for your team. How would the addition of Marcus Adams help with the flexibility of that back half?
Yeah, I think over the last few years we've been able to, cement that back six, seven, which has been really handy, and we've got really good synergy through that part of the ground, and to have Marcus come through, and play alongside us is going to be really handy. And he's done a really good job over the last, couple of years at the Western Bulldogs to implement his intercept marking in the game, and that's something that we obviously identify as something we need to improve on. I'm looking forward to, working alongside him for, the next few years and building that relationship and hopefully being able to complement each other out on the ground.
You obviously took over a vice-captain's role when Dane Beams gave away the leadership last year. Is it right the teammates call you Dad, that you do keep a close eye on them? And even though you're a young fella, maybe have aspirations to captain one day?
Yeah, the dad nickname has certainly stopped. When Hugh McCluggage and Jared Bird moved up, they moved in with me, and yeah, they were pretty quick to get onto that. And, you know, once the nickname sort of sticks around the footy club, it's pretty hard to shake. So, yeah, I got that nickname. But, yeah, I guess the captaincy role, I think there's been a few questions about that. But I think Zorks done a fantastic job. Obviously, since Dane Bain stood down halfway through last year. And, you know, we're going through that process now. He's identifying who's going to be in the leadership group and working on our leadership within the team, particularly over this camp. So, yeah, whatever happens, happens, I guess. But, yeah, just really happy with the way the club's shaping up for next year.
Do the summer months give you an opportunity to look at other sports as well? Do you have a passion over summer that you follow, whether it's cricket or something overseas even?
Yeah, oh, I absolutely love American sport, particularly the NBA and the NFL. Yep. I think getting a really close on this morning, the LA Rams are playing the New Orleans Saints in the division finals. So, yeah, it's a really good opportunity for guys. A lot of guys love heading to the cricket, obviously, at the Gabba, watching the Heat and even the Brisbane Bullets. We've got a fair few, I guess, close basketball supporters that get to the entertainment centre in Brisbane and watch them go. So, yeah, it is. It's obviously we're training really, really hard and, you know, we've got a little bit extra time to be able to focus on different things. And when the season rolls around, it's sort of all footy. So, yeah, it's good.
13-0, the Saints up as well, with about a minute 30 left in the first quarter there in their conference championship. Have you got a team in the NFL?
Yeah, I do actually. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. Bit of a strange old team to follow, but yeah, you know, you got to stick by what you pick, and unfortunately, the boys can hopefully turn it around.
Yeah, what? So, why Tampa Bay?
Oh, I don't know. I picked a team a couple of years ago. I wasn't really into the NFL, and obviously, a few boys at the club loved it, and I thought, oh, I'll try and get on a team before they come good. I thought they were going to turn it around, but yeah. I don't know, I'll stick by them. Hopefully they can get a few more wins this year.
Harris, all the best for the rest of your pre-season, mate. Have a fantastic time down there in Tassie. We really look forward to seeing what is in store for 2019 from the Brisbane Lions. Can't wait.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Harris.
Harris Andrews joining us there. In 2019, the Lions are uncaged. Are you? Show your loyalty, Macca, by signing on as a member at membership.lions.com.
They're going to be good to watch, aren't they? They're a team that's coming.
Yep.
Whether that'll be this year, whether it'll be next year, but they are really coming as a footy club.
Hipwood v Harris Andrews at training. I'd pay to watch that.
You would. He's a very good player. Might have almost made the All-Australian team, but it hadn't been for that concussion last year that cost him a month. So
yes.
Very good player.
Great effort by Eric Hipwood, but you playing in the Australian Open as well. And,
good. Yeah. Very versatile as an individual.
Very good.
Very much so.
I don't think there's any two sportsmen that look more alike than him and Rafael Nadal.
They do look very...
It is scary.
They do look alike.
It is very
different
scary.
Different frame, slightly with the face. Wow.
I think Rafa's guns.
Yeah, I think Rafa's guns have got him.
Especially his
imagine Eric with the guns.
Maybe after the preseason he might be looking that like